Blog Talk Radio.
Doing now?
Shh. Drink of the spring and wash there.
To the spring, drink of the water and wash myself.
What is she looking for? Her nose like a pig.
Yes. She roots up the ground.
Come down.
No, no, I must wash myself in the spring.
There's
the
no
lady is after
spring
me.
Here, Barry.
There is. There is, the lady said so.
Citizen! At last you've seen with your own eyes what we officials have known all along. That this story of the Blessed Virgin was born in a sick and warped mind. You've been duped by an idiot. I beg of you, go back to your homes and never return here again.
Oh, Ellie, Paul.
must have a name. Didn't you ask her name?
I've told you to time and time again.
And now it's too late.
I did ask her today.
Well?
What she said, I didn't understand.
Well, speak. What was it? You haven't forgotten.
Oh, no. I repeated it many times so I wouldn't forget. She said, I am the Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception. Do you know what it means? I am the Immaculate Conception. Don't be afraid, my child. I sent for you to help you, not to scold you. Well?
No, Your Reverence. I do not know what it means.
Do you know the meaning of the word immaculate?
Yes, I know that. An immaculate thing is clean.
Good. And conception? Well, we'll leave that for the moment. Do you know what we mean when we speak of the original sin?
Yes. The original sin was committed by Adam and Eve when they did not remain faithful to God, but broke his command.
Father Pumian taught you that, didn't he? Now think hard. Didn't he also speak of the Immaculate Conception?
No, Father, I never mentioned that dogma. It doesn't belong to the pedagogic material of the elementary class.
Perhaps Sister Vosu discussed it.
I'm sure she didn't.
Well, you must have heard the expression somewhere. I'll try to remember.
Maybe I've heard about it, but I don't remember.
Very well. I'll try to explain it. The Most Blessed Virgin Mary was preserved free from all stain of original sin, even from the first instant of her presence in her mother's womb. God did this for her because she was to be the mother of Jesus Christ. The most singular privilege of grace. Do you understand that, Bernadette?
No, Your Reverence.
Why should you? Great scholars have racked their brains about it for centuries. But perhaps you can grasp this one thing. If the Most Blessed Virgin were to speak, she could not say of herself, I am the Immaculate Conception. All she could say would be, I am the fruit of the Immaculate Conception. Birth and conception are events, but a person is not an event. You can't say, I am conception. I am birth. Consequently, your lady is guilty of an inexcusable blunder. You must admit that.
The next time I see her, I will tell her, Your Reverence.
Excuse me, Father. I promised to look in on Madame Sinac.
Okay.
Goodbye, Bernadette.
Goodbye, Father.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. And today is Saturday of the fifth week in ordinary time, February 11th, 2023. And if you've guessed it by now, today is the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. In Bernadette's time, the grotto was a dirty, hidden, damp, and cold place. The grotto was called the pig shelter because that was where the pigs feeding in the area usually took shelter. It was there that the Virgin Mary, dressed in white, a sign of total purity, the sign of the love of God, in other words, the sign of what God wishes to accomplish in each of us, designed to appear. There is a contrast between this damp and obscure grotto and the presence of the Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception. It reminds us of the gospel, the meeting of the wealth of the goodness of God and the poverty of the human person. Jesus goes to sit at the table of sinners because he came to search out that which was lost. at Lourdes, the fact that Mary had appeared in a dirty and obscure grotto in the place called Mesabeo, the old rock, tells us that God comes to join us where we are. In the midst of our poverty and failures, the grotto is not only a place where something happened, a geographical place. It is also a place for us a sign by revealing his heart and our heart. It is a place where God leaves us a message that is nothing other than that of the gospel. God comes to tell us that he loves us. This is the heart of the message of Lourdes. And he loves us as we are with all our successes, but also with all our wounds, our weaknesses, and our limitations. The water that I shall give you will become in you a spring welling up to eternal life. The grass and the mud signify the human heart wounded by sin. But in the bottom of this heart is the life of God, as signified by the spring. Well, and we will be getting to this story in a few moments.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. My Lord, I come to do your will.
Today is February 11, 2023. Today is Saturday of the fifth week in ordinary time. And these are the scriptures for today. Reading 1. The Lord God called Adam and asked him, but I was hid myself. Then he asked, who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat. The man replied, the woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it. The Lord God then asked the woman, why did you do such a thing? The woman answered, this tricked me into it, so I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you shall stand from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel. To the woman he said, I will intensify the pains of your childbearing. In pain shall you bring forth children, yet your urge shall be for your husband, and he shall be your master. To the man he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat, cursed be the ground because of you. In toil shall you eat its yield all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you, as you eat of the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face shall you get bread to eat, until you return to the ground from which you were taken. For you are dirt, and to dirt you shall return. The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. For the man and his wife, the Lord God made leather garments with which he clothed them. Then the Lord God see, the man has become like one of us, knowing what is good and what is evil. Therefore, he must not be allowed to out his hand to take fruit from the tree of life also, and thus eat of it and live forever. The Lord God therefore banished him from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he had been taken. When he expelled the man, he settled him east of the Garden of Eden, and he stationed the cherubim and the fiery revolving sword to guard the way to the tree of life. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. In every age, Lord, you have been our refuge. Before the mountains were begotten, and the earth and the world were brought forth, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch the night. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to the Gospel of St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way. And some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha, the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lady of Lourdes, on 11 February 1858, Subaru went with her sister, Toinette, and neighbor, Jane Abadie, to collect some firewood while taking off her shoes and stockings to wade through the water near the grotto of Bessabelle. She said she heard the sound of 2 gusts of wind, but the trees and bushes nearby did not move. A wild rose natural niche in the grotto, however, did move. I came back towards the grotto and started taking off my stocking. I had hardly taken the first stocking when I heard the sound like a gust of wind. I turned my head towards the meadow. I saw the trees quite still. I went on taking my stocking. I heard the same sound again. As I put my head to look at the grotto, I saw a lady dressed in white, wearing a white, a blue girdle, and a yellow on each foot, the same color as the chain of her rosary. The beads of the rosary were white. From the niche, or rather the dark alcove above it, came a dazzling light. Subaru tried to make the sign of the cross, but could not, as her hands were trembling. The lady smiled and invited Subaru to pray the rosary with her. Subaru tried to keep this a secret, but Toinette told her mother. After parental cross-examination, she and her sister received corporal punishment for their story. Subaru described the apparition as dressed in a flowing white robe with a blue sash around her waist. This was the uniform of a religious group called the Children of Mary, which on account of her poverty, Subaru permitted to join, although she was admitted after the apparitions. Her Aunt Bernadette was a longtime member. Today, lures have a population of around 15,000. It is able to take in some 5 million pilgrims and tourists every season. With about 270 hotels, Lourdes has the second greatest number of hotels per square kilometer in France and Paris. On 16 July 1858, Subaru visited the grotto for the last time and said, "I have never seen her so beautiful before." On 18 January 1862, the bishop declared the Virgin Mary did appear indeed to Bernadette Subaru. In 1958, Pope Pius XII issued the encyclical about Lourdes. Bernadette, 14 years old, was known as a virtuous girl, though a dull student who had not even made her first Holy Communion. In poor health, she had suffered from asthma from an early age. There were 18 appearances in all, the final one occurring on the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. From the darkness of the alcove came a dazzling light and a white figure. She was dressed in all white with a blue belt fastened around her waist and the golden yellow roses, one on each foot, the color of her rosary. Lily of the Valley was a symbol of the Virgin Mary because of its pure white flowers, sweet smell, and humble appearance. It symbolized Mary's Immaculate Conception and represented the purity of body and soul by which Mary found favor with God. She saw God, who came to her through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Being obedient to the Virgin, Bernadette found a stream of water, which has brought healing to thousands of people who journey to Lourdes. In southern France, Marie Bernadette Subaru, a 14-year-old French peasant girl, first claims to have seen the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ, and a central figure of the Catholic faith. As a result of her sickly health, Bernadette was weak most of her life. A few years after entering religious life, she contracted bone cancers and was often in pain. She was confined to a wheelchair due to a tumor on her knee. Even with all this pain, Bernadette offered her suffering to God with love. Our Lady of Lourdes is the title of the Virgin Mary, Blessed Virgin Mary, recalling her apparitions in 1858 in the Grotto of Lourdes, France, to St. Bernadette Subaru, a 14-year-old peasant girl. Our Lady instructed Bernadette to dig in the nearby from which came a stream with healing properties active to this. Mary is the main reason why it is so significant, because it is the source. She appeared to put herself forward to heal and set miracles. Catholics today deepen their faith through Mary, who appeared near the site in 1858. On the Feast of the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary on March 25th, the Lady at last proclaimed her identity, speaking to Bernadette in the local Lourdes as she said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." The doctrine of the Immaculate Conception had been proclaimed only a few years before, in 1854. The blue of her cloak has been interpreted to represent the Virgin Mary's, the Virgin purity, symbolize the skies, and label her as an empress, for blue was associated with Byzantine royalty. On December 8, 1854, Pope Pius IX proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception in the Apostolic Institution. A little more than 3 years later, on February 11, 1858, a young lady appeared to Bernadette Subaru. This began a series of visions. During the apparition on March 25th, the lady identified herself with the words, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette was a sickly child of poor parents. Their practice of the Catholic faith was scarcely more than lukewarm. Bernadette could pray the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Creed. She also knew the prayer of the miraculous medal, "O Mary, conceived without sin." During interrogations, Bernadette gave an account of what she saw. It was something white in the shape of a girl. She used the local dialect term meaning this thing. It was a pretty young girl with a rosary over her arm, she said. Her white robe was encircled by a blue girdle. She wore a white veil. There was a yellow rose on each foot. A rosary was in her hand. Bernadette was also impressed by the fact that the lady did not use the informal form of address, but the polite form. The humble virgin appeared to a humble girl and treated her with dignity. On her deathbed, as she suffered from severe pain and in keeping with the Virgin Mary's admonition of penance, Bernadette proclaimed that all this is good for heaven. Her final words were, "Blessed Mother, Blessed Mary, Mother of God, pray for me." Subaru's body was laid to rest in the St. Gittard Convent. Through that humble girl, Mary revitalized and continues to revitalize the faith of millions of people. People began to flock to Lourdes from other parts of France and from all over the world. In 1862, church authorities confirmed the authenticity of the apparitions and authorized the Our Lady of Lourdes for the diocese. The Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes became worldwide in 1907. A miracle at Lourdes last was declared in 2013. It involved an Italian woman who visited Lourdes in 1989, suffering severe high blood pressure and other problems. Not all declared miracles pass through Lourdes. Bernadette herself moved away from Lourdes and joined a nunnery in Nevers, where she lived the rest of her life. She died in 1879 of tuberculosis. As part of the canonization process, her body was exhumed three separate times, 1909, 1919, and finally in 1925, when she was moved to the crystal casket. One of the most well-known of the incorruptible saints is St. Bernadette Subaru of Lourdes. St. Bernadette died in 1879 in Nevers, France, and her body was exhumed in 1909 and found to be completely incorrupt and free of odor 30 years later. In October of 1856, Atapai had fallen from a tree, causing severe damage to her right hand. She suffered from ulnar nerve paralysis that is a consequence of a fracture of the forearm, leaving two fingers in her right hand completely paralyzed. Her last claim of a public apparition, October 7, 1950, drew 30,000 people. Among them was Ron Sheffout, who was 14 years old at the time. On 18 January 1862, the Bishop Tarbes Bertrand Savert Lawrence declared the following regarding the Marian apparitions, and "We are inspired by the commission of comprising wise, holy, learned, and experienced priests who questioned the child, studied the facts, examined everything, and weighed all the evidence. We have also called on science, and we remain convinced that the apparitions are supernatural and divine, and that by consequence, what Subaru saw was the Most Blessed Virgin. Our convictions are based on the testimony of Subaru, who above all on the things that have happened, things which can be nothing other than divine intervention. The first documented miracle in Lourdes occurred in 1858 when 38-year-old Catherine Lapatipi, a farmer's wife and mother of four children, felt a sudden urge to travel to Lourdes in search of healing. 2 years later, she had fallen from a tree and severely injured her right hand. Lourdes is a famous pilgrimage site in France where the waters are believed to have healing powers. In 1858, Bernadette Subaru, a young local girl, was said to have seen the Blessed Virgin Mary at Lourdes, and her friend was said to have been healed in the waters. Bernadette was made a saint by Pope Pius XI in 1933. I come, therefore, with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain a loving mother, the grant of my requests, which I pray for my wife, Gigi, all our children, Chip and Matt, Nathan, Joshua, Jason, Petra, my brother Randy, all our grandchildren, all of them. Through gratitude favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues, that I may one day share your glory and bless you in eternity. Amen. Approximately 7,500 people have sought to have their case confirmed as a miracle, of which 70 have been declared scientifically explicitly by the Bureau. A total of 70 recognized, 7 of them were recognized in 1862 and 33 around 1908. None were acknowledged from 1908 to 1946, the period around the two world wars. Below is a list of all cures since the apparition of Our Lady to Bernadette. How old was Mary when Jesus died? Well, according to Christianity.com, Mary was 46 to 49 years old when Jesus died. Britannica states that she flourished from 25 BC to AD 75, assuming this is in reference to her lifespan. According to Britannica, Mary was approximately 54 to 59 years old when Jesus died. So that was just interesting. But today, when the Virgin Mary appears, she is all over the world. She is seen as a beautiful lady, and she is our queen. And today we remember Our Lady of Lourdes. And it recalls also that in heaven, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And so the saints in heaven, along with our queen, pray for us. They pray for us. We're not left orphaned. God is with us. And we have our guardian angels too. So we have much to be thankful for. And so all are asking and calling us to make the Mass the center of our life and to pray the rosary. The Virgin Mary, when she appeared to St. Bernadette Subaru, had the rosary. And you hear about rosaries turning gold? Well, that's interesting because Mary had a golden rosary with white beads. Very interesting. And I thought it was very interesting, too, that the Virgin Mary prays the rosary with St. Bernadette. So when you hold the rosary in your hand, praying the rosary, it's like you're holding the hand of Our Lady. And also, Our Lady prays with us. She prays with us, for us. And so the rosary is powerful. and the 15 promises, which I will focus on as we go along again. But the 15 promises of our Lord and our Lady for praying the rosary. And we should pray the rosary. We should pray for America. We should pray for our families. And we should pray for our Holy Church, to pray for Pope Francis, to pray for grandchildren, for their sake. What's happening in our country today with all this socialism and all this this whole thing that's going on? There's much against them. But we're praying for children, born and unborn. And so we will close as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And I just, how wonderful this is. Thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts that you have given us. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Pray for all those who are in need of help. For those who feel alone, though, thank you, Lord, for your Holy Catholic Church that brings us together as one from all over, though, and for your word. Help those who are in persecuted lands find liberty and peace. And this story, thank you, Mother Mary, as Saint Bernadette said, pray for me. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Alone because I have loved no one. No one and nothing. Not even myself.
That was the voice of Vincent Price. And what is really great about Vincent Price is that he converted to the Catholic Church. And what had to please his wife, on Thursday nights, he would go to the local parish, and she did not know what he was doing on Thursday nights. And she would say, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? But he was going to the local, he was going to the parish and receiving instructions for the Catholic faith, Vincent Price. And what a glorious reunion, what a glorious moment that would be for them as that family, husband and wife, to receive Holy Communion together as he was received into the Catholic Church. That was Vincent Price. And that was the voice of Vincent Price. And he was in that movie, The Song of Bernadette, which is about our Lord's. And that's where I came up with some of the instrumentals in the very beginning of this talk. And so, Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.